Hey, this is Natalie, and you're listening to The Luminary, a collection of stories and conversations where we talk to our peers about how their faith and their relationship with God has impacted the challenges they've faced in college. We hope you enjoy.
Okay, so I think my struggles are mostly with identity in the abilities subsection. Mm-hmm. I think this is an issue that a lot of freshmen have coming into college, and that just to get into CMU, everyone's pretty high-achieving in high school, everyone does well, grades are good, things aren't too bad, and that was me. I did fine in high school. Not super great, but I put in the work, and I got good grades, and things went well. So freshman year, coming in, I had the expectation that it would work the same way. Mm-hmm. I would put in the work, and then I'd get the good grades, and everything would be fine. But that really didn't turn out it didn't turn out as I was expecting it to. Just because everyone's so high-achieving that I put in the effort, I studied all the notes, and then midterm season came around, and I did really poorly. I got like 50s and 60s, and looking back, it's not such a big of a deal, but at the moment, or in that moment, I just felt very inferior to everyone else who was doing well around me.
Yeah.
I felt as though I just wasn't as good as other people. And I guess, in a certain way, that was true. I'm definitely not as talented as some of the people on campus. I don't have the ability to do some of the things that these people are doing. And I guess in that moment, I just felt like I was less than them, that I wasn't as valuable or worth as much. And this was something I struggled with for a pretty lengthy period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say from probably first semester of college to maybe fall of sophomore year, it was just, why can't I never do well on these tests? And why are my grades so low? And why are all these other people able to do well? And that was just something that weighed heavily on me every time I went to take a class and I didn't do as well as I expected, which was almost every class I took. And yeah, that was just a source of stress, a source of discouragement for me in my day-to-day life. I guess a turning point in this was going back home over winter break, sophomore year, where it was a chance for me to reconnect with my friends from high school, friends from my old church, just in general people that I hadn't seen for quite a while.
Right. Had you not gone back for another break?
So what happened was, freshman year I didn't go back at all.
Okay.
I just stayed in Pittsburgh the entire year, and then over the summer I just went and worked in Taiwan. So I hadn't seen these people in like some a year and a half, some only just like 6 months or so.
Yeah.
And I think I realized that a lot of these people that I had known were going through the same kind of things that I was, where this feeling of inadequacy seemed to be pretty common among the people that I spoke to, my old friends that I reconnected with. And I guess this was the first turning point when I realized that it wasn't just me that was feeling these feelings, that it was actually quite a lot of people. And it was also that winter break that I spoke to my pastor, and I guess also my like mentor figures at church about these things that I was feeling. And long story short, he told me a lot of things about his own childhood or his own college years, and I guess he just made me realize that your value is not in your grades, that you aren't judged based on how well you do things or how other people view you, but instead your value as a Christian lies in the fact that you are God's creation and a child of God, and
have like inherent worth already because he gave it to us.
That's a pretty good way of putting it. That God puts your worth in you, and it's not that you have to like earn your worth. And I hadn't realized that before that moment. Or I guess I realized it on a purely mental level, but I hadn't felt that I had inherent worth that wasn't tied to what I did or how others saw me. And from then on, I guess it was it was like a release in that I didn't stress over my grades quite as much. Grades are still important, I will admit, but it wasn't like the end all be all, and I didn't like stay up late nights worrying about if I was able to hit the cutoff for a B or not, or like pull all nighters to finish problem sets. And it was freeing in a lot of ways. Before, it felt like I was being chained to my academic performance. And afterwards, I guess it did take a while for this to really sink in. The spring half of sophomore year, I still did worry a lot about my grades, about how well I was doing, and if I'd be able to like find an internship with my GPA and things like that. But I think also with the first half of this year, I've really come to realize that God has a plan for me, that's not based on how well I do things. Because I guess just that my gifts, or God has gifted me with these talents, and for whatever he has called me to, he's already equipped me to pursue. Yeah, that thought is very freeing.
Do you feel like your like mental health is better this year then?
Definitely in this facet, I've improved, but while I haven't been stressing quite as much about grades, I feel like there are other pressures. So as I get older and as I progress through college, there are a wider scope of things that I need to be worried about. Like freshman year, it was just grades. Now it's like, I'm graduating soon. I need a job. I need to like file taxes soon. I need to like find a girlfriend so I can have a family. And but I think overall, I'm more at peace. Even with these worries, I feel as though I'm not dealing with them better, but I'm able to see past them. And kind of just have faith that things will work out.
Yeah. Do you feel like the things that have been most helpful are more like personal moments between you and God, or like from community, from the word? I guess, yeah, what are those things that say when you're at the lowest of the low kind of like remind you of those facts?
I think I'm actually really bad at having personal moments with God, just because personal moments just end up with me like going in like mental loops, reasoning through things and stressing out more. I think all of my, or like what's most helpful to me in these moments when I have other people to talk through these problems with, generally it's with a couple of my mentors back from my old church. So I'll Skype with them every couple of weeks and just tell them about the things I'm worried about. And it's very liberating to be able to speak to someone you trust about these issues that you're facing.
I guess, what advice would you give to a freshman or anyone else who's in like a similar position that you were, or going through a similar struggle?
I think you just need a change in perspective, as in, if you look at the bigger picture, God's plan for you really won't change if you get a B instead of an A. Like, in the larger picture of things, your grades aren't really that important. like in the end, in 10 years, 5, 10 years from now, it won't matter if your GPA was like a 3 instead of a 4. And yeah, I guess all that matters as a Christian is that you do your best to live out God's purpose for you.